Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. You guys, I had a huge episode planned for you today. I wanted to let you in on all the behind-the-scenes shit going on over the last month. There's been so much shit that we've accomplished in this short amount of time that blows my fucking mind. From the Garcelle interview, to Page Six, to Stassi, into all the other great things that I've been working on. But I found myself taking a detour on today's episode. And that detour is heading down memory lane. Some very shady shit was brought to my attention early Friday morning that I am forced, and I'm going to use that word forced, to have to speak on today's episode. My hands are tied behind my back when it comes to having to do this. This was something that I planned on telling everybody about in my book. I wanted you to hear it straight from me and how things actually went down. And one could say, there's three sides to every story, yours, theirs, and the truth. You guys know I don't bullshit. You guys know I'm very transparent when it comes to my life and the shit that I've done. I've shared basically pretty much everything with you and some things that I'm like, I can't believe I told them about. Just so you know my background and who I am and where I come from. I also wanted to do it for the people that had to endure the type of childhood that I had and the bullshit that I had to go through when it came to family. A lot of my clients suffer from the same shit that I do. This fucked up sense of loyalty that they have towards family. The greatest myth and lie ever about family is that blood is thicker than water. And that you never turn your back on your family no matter what. Family is everything. I'm here to tell you that is complete and utter fucking bullshit. So many of you reach out because I resonate with you. I say things that you guys can't say. It's what I get told all the time. More power to you, Chris. Please keep speaking your truth. It's helped me so much. I really realized who my family was. If I wasn't bound to secrecy and or privacy, I would share some of these amazing emails that I receive on a daily basis. A daily basis. Not a weekly, not a monthly, but a daily basis. From emails to DMs to shoutouts on social media about how I opened so many of your eyes to the bullshit that you were blind to. The reason why I am transparent on this show is because if I can do it, if I can change my life around for the better, if I can kill the person that I once was for my past, you sure as hell can do it too. For the longest fucking time, I hid myself. I was ashamed of who I was because of my past and the people that contributed to it. I have been loyal to people to a fucking fault. I was the type of mentality that we ride until the fucking wheels fall off. The only thing I got during that ride was ejected from the car full fucking force, while they were seatbelted in and kept on fucking driving. That's what happened to me. And a lot of you guys go through the same fucking bullshit. You guys are so fucking hard on yourselves, and you guys give up because of the shit that you believe about yourself from your goddamn past. Again, the reason for my transparency is to enlighten, to be an example, not a leader, not a guru, not somebody that wants followers, but as someone to look at as, Jesus Christ, did you hear what he used to do in his past? How he lied to people, how he manipulated people. There's even talks that he was a fucking whore. He was a drug addict. He even blatantly admits doing coke on air, doing meth on air. He gloats about the time that he was 125 pounds and looked his best. That's my life. That is real fucking talk. It's not sugarcoated. There was a lot of people that questioned my path at the very beginning. And a lot of those people aren't around me anymore. And you guys pretty much know who those people are. The one thing I remember an astrologer asking me, aren't you afraid of your past coming back to haunt you? Aren't you afraid that the shit that you did before is going to come back? And I said, no. That's really brave of you. Because some of the stuff that you told me, I wouldn't want getting out. That's you. This is me. I want it out. Did you ever stop and think that I did not, you guys know who I am and how I get down. Did you guys honestly believe that I can hide everything from my past and it not come back to bite me in the ass? Because I sure as hell did. That's why I wanted to speak on the evils of who I was before. So you guys weren't misled to believe this spiritual figure with this dark, shady fucking past. When I first started doing this podcast, I told Jay, I'm going to cuss. I'm going to be raunchy, and I'm going to be me. Because I'll be goddamned if I'm having lunch somewhere, somebody knows that I'm a psychic medium, and says, he is just a potty mouth. He's vulgar and he's this. Bitch, you fucking knew as soon as I walked in the fucking door what you were getting, so let's not get it fucked up. That was exactly my mentality with Jay at the very beginning of this, and he said, go for it. Every now and then, he yanks my chain because I get ahead of myself. I allow him permission to do so. Now, let's go down memory lane here. I thought I closed the door to the chapter of family back in 2014. There was no knockdown, drag-out fight when it comes to them. I simply refused to go along with the shady shit that was going on behind the scenes and removed myself from it. I wanted absolutely no relationship with them. I'd never once on this show or on social media or any other show badmouthed my family in any way, shape, or form. I simply said I have no contact with them, that I had to cut them out of my life. That's all that I've said on them to this point. One family member in particular, who was the first to be cut during this revelation of fuck family, has resurfaced with 4 damaging fucking lies about me. And I'm going to spend just a minimal amount of time and energy on this miserable piece of shit, because I know exactly what this person is doing. One of the things that was said about me is that I'm racist and that I call, this is quoted, African Americans the N-word. I'm not even going to defend myself when it comes to that, because all of you that know me know that is a complete and utter fucking lie. My idol, the woman that I pray to, the woman that I try to emulate, Little Kim, is black. That's last of the racism shit. We're going to get on to three other things that blew my fucking mind. Second thing was, this bitch said, I am a child abuser and that I abused both of my kids, that I beat them and their mother. And I also beat the bitch that's talking shit. Okay. That's really, really fucking funny, because as my girl Cardi says, I got the receipts. And one of those receipts was almost a year after I stopped talking to this miserable shit. Had nothing to do with this person. This person posted something on Facebook wishing me a happy birthday, calling me her big brother, and she loves me so much, and she misses me. I have that screenshot. I don't have an arrest record. Let me take that back. I was arrested one time in my life, and that was at the age of 15 years old. I was arrested at the Northridge Mall for writing on the wall. Never had any type of record after that, unless you count speeding tickets, traffic violations, parking tickets. That is it. You will never find my name on an arrest record, on a complaint by CPS, for domestic abuse, the cops even being called on me for raising my voice, or again, beating my kids. She said that I beat my kids' mother. Okay? That's also very funny, because I also have Christmas, birthday cards, letters that were written to me by their mother, telling me what a great father I am, and how happy that I am the father of their children, and what an amazing job that I've been doing. I was beating my kids. Why didn't she do anything about it? If I was beating her, Why was she coming to my house, flying out to Oregon, to spend a week at a time with us? One could say she did that for the kids. That's funny, because I also have receipts that state otherwise. I'm not going to throw Jay in here, but I will. This is also somebody that would buy Jay presents and buy shit for the house. If I'm beating them, why are they coming and talking to me? If I'm beating her and the kids, why didn't her family get involved? And why would I allow my children to go over to visit her or her family if I'm beating them? Wouldn't I be worried that they're going to talk? Wouldn't I be worried that they're going to see bruises on them? There's a couple of other receipts, and I'm not going to bash the mother of my kids. Even though she's in collusion with these people, I'm going to keep it respectful. It's going to come up on 2 years that I have not spoken to their mother this coming September or October. I'm not sure. Up until we last spoke, where she sent me a message that she didn't want to talk to me anymore, a couple weeks before that, or a month, there was a phone conversation between her and I where I broke down and I was crying because of the stress that I was having with doing the shows and doing all the stuff here, where I was insecure about myself, that I called her crying for her advice. And she was telling me all these great things about me. Again, I have these receipts. I'm not stupid. You'd have to think of me as an ignorant, dumb motherfucker if you thought for one fucking second that I would lay next to the devil and not take notes about his fucking character. Let's not make any fucking mistakes here. I know who these people are, and their number one beef with me is that I didn't go along with the bullshit they were going through, or they were putting themselves through and or causing. There was a telephone conversation in 2014, on August 8th of 2014, that I had with my stepfather and my mother, telling them, or my stepfather, I want nothing to do with them on a personal level. I will work and run the company. But that's the extent of my relationship with them. I'm going to get to that in a second. I cut them out. There was no arguments. They'll be fucking lying if they say that there was. There was no arguments. I know these people for who they are. Again, if I'm such a horrible fucking person, why don't I have anything on me when it comes to the allegations that they're claiming? I have everything that I need as proof. Again, do you think I'm that fucking stupid not to ever think that you would try to fuck me over? You've done it my whole life. The reason why they're mad is because I simply walked the fuck out. And their mentality, because I know these fucking evil people, is you're not getting away that easily. Another thing, they had every opportunity to correct their lives. They chose not to. A good majority of my clients will agree with this here. Every time you're trying to get on the right path when it comes to you and your family, they will do everything possible to drag you down. Look at the media. Look at Meghan Markle. Look at all the bullshit that she's going through when it comes to her fucking family. This is a classic story of, I don't know what they think that I'm rich right now, because I don't know if they're steady focusing on my achievements and my accomplishments here, where they think that I must be living high on the hog. That couldn't be further from the fucking truth. You guys know I am renting a room from somebody else's family. I've never claimed to be anything that I am not. You guys know this. The finger pointer still has a relationship with this person that continuously beats their mother. The entire family knows this. She suffered a broken arm from it. The police have been called to their home on several occasions. The town that they live in knows their history, and they've been escorted out of bars for fighting. That's all documented. That's all on paper. Everybody knows this. Why is it okay for him to hit women? What is your rationale or your mentality when it comes to that? And even worse, the fact that you would have him around your children. What's your excuse for that? I didn't think so. That person failed to mention all that stuff. They also failed to mention one of the horrendous things this person did that she is privy to, and she still allows her children around this man. She still takes his money. She still sleeps over his house. She still has a relationship with him. One of the biggest reasons why I left my family behind was because of that. Was because I was going to be goddamned if I got a call in the middle of the night because this person hurt my mother. I did absolutely everything within my power to try to stop it. I got called by my family a fucking faggot that they wish died of AIDS. I also got told that the world would be a better place without me in it. This is family that's telling me this here because I simply didn't want to go along with what was going on behind the scenes, which was the abuse, the evilness, and the shady ass fucking backstabbing shit that they do to one another. I wanted no part of it. And again, their stance on me is I act like my shit don't fucking stink. I will own up to every single thing that I've done in my lifetime here, and I've told you guys a good majority of it. I'm going to say two other things that this person failed to mention, as me being a child abuser and a woman beater. This miserable fuck, when she had her first child, showed up to my doorstep with the kid's mother there and asked me to watch her kid. She had no idea what a brand new mother was going to be like and how having a kid was going to be like. She was still with the baby's father. She dropped that kid off for 3 weeks at my house with no diapers, no bottles, and no food. I'll be back to pick him up later. She came back 3 weeks later. If I beat her as a kid or whatever it is that she's saying about me, or I beat my fucking kids, why on earth would you trust me to even watch him? She also failed to mention that when her second child was born, that I flew out to help her with the baby. Everybody knows how much I love children and how much I absolutely worship and adore babies. I wanted to be an active part of this child's life. I went over there. Me being the psychic, immediately saw there was something wrong with this kid. He looked malnourished. I am not making this shit up, you guys. I am not slinging dirt for the sake of slinging it. I'm telling you the God honest truth. That kid was so skinny. I asked this idiot, what's wrong with him? And she was like, nothing, why? And I said, he looks so skinny. There's something wrong with him. No, he's been eating a lot, and sometimes he doesn't want to eat. Her friend, during this conversation, shows up and notices there was something wrong with the baby as well. It took us to have to grab the bottle. We exhausted all our resources here, wondering what the fuck. The nipple on the bottle was too small and not enough liquid was coming through the bottle. This idiot didn't fucking know that. I did. What did I do? Me and her friend. The friend had some sort of discount on the army base where you got things cheaper. Her and I went to the base and got her the most expensive bottles that they had to correct that problem. Why on earth, if she's slandering me with all this shit and I'm a miserable piece of shit and all this stuff here, would she allow me to watch her kids? That's what I dealt with Friday morning. And the only reason why this idiot is coming out now is because of the shit that's going on in their life that's fucking them up. That is a them problem. The minute it becomes my problem is when you bring it to my front doorstep like you did. Again, I'm not looking to make you guys believe anything that's coming out of my mouth. You simply were not there. And you don't know what went on behind the scenes. I haven't said anything on this show that was not true. I haven't said anything at all when it comes to my background. I had to change my name legally to get away from this. When I first came onto my path, I told you guys how push came to shove with the company that I was working at. And my guides came in and said, you are going to start your path now. Everything that once was is no longer going to be. We are going to strip you of everything that you've been comfortable of, down to your fucking core. Are you ready for it? And I said yes. Everything was taken away from me during this time. I lost my identity for a good reason. I started really coming into myself. I really started to pay attention to who I was and started to realize that I had huge emotional issues when it came to me and my relationship with my family. It took me almost 4 years to finally accept who I am and the path that I'm on. Every day is a lesson for me and a work in fucking progress. I have never claimed to be a saint or anything almighty. Everything that I claimed to be was just me. Again, as an example, for those of you that are struggling with the same shit that I am struggling with or that I went through, as hope. Because some of you out there don't resonate with the love and light shit. You don't resonate with the good vibes and namaste type of shit here. That's not how you were raised. You want something straight up and real, something that you can relate to. And that's what I want to provide to you. With no added fillers, no artificial ingredients, nothing but pure me. Even if it means sharing things with you that I'm ashamed of. I have completely changed who I am when it comes to family over the last few years. I am no longer that person. I do not have that in me to be that person. I will never go back. If there's one thing that I've learned from my guides, it's not to shit on them and not to ignore them. So when they tell me to jump or they tell me that I need to go through something, I do it because the repercussions of it are horrible. A lot of you ask me, how do I know my guides are speaking to me? When it's uncomfortable. When it forces you out of your comfort zone. When it forces you to have to take responsibility and accountability for who you are. That's when you know they're speaking to you. When there's nothing but fucking opposition. When you are on your knees getting ready to suck dick because you feel like there's no fucking hope, that's a sign that something needs to fucking change. And I don't know how many more days, hours, minutes, seconds, years that I could have spent with this family at my own fucking detriment. The things that I've seen and witnessed with their disgusting fucking behavior would have you guys on my side, but I'm not looking for you to be on my side. I don't want it. I want nothing to do with that past. Again, they brought up this name change. I want, again, nothing to do with the person that I was. Let me share one thing, one bit of insight with you. Before I changed my name legally, when I went to sign my old name, I forgot how to sign my name. This was before I changed my name. I know that sounds weird. I tried every which way I could to sign a letter with my signature, and it wasn't fucking working. I was like, how do you forget how to sign your name? And my guides had told me, you're not going to be that person for much longer. I evolved into Chris Medina. I transformed everything about me into something new and better. That tower card came to me in 2014 and took everything away from me, you guys. Everything. Everything that I once knew, everything that I once had, is no longer. Everything that I build from this point forward is all me. It's all the way that I want it. Without the perversion, without the evilness, without the malicious intent. I can go about it and do it freely. I can create whatever it is that I want because I am free. I am no longer chained to the person that I once was, and I am not going to allow anybody to come in here and try to drag my past into my future. You could never turn me back into the person that I was before. You will never have my sympathy and or pity for the person that you are. You chose to make your bed, now you need to lie in that motherfucker. And it burns you up that I got out. It burns you up to see me succeeding. You had every fucking opportunity. Everybody that's pointing the finger in my direction. And again, I don't know if they're being, some of the people are being misled, but every one of those pieces of shit had every opportunity to correct their fucking life, and they simply chose not to. During the time that I had custody of my kids, their mother could have done everything she wanted to do. Their little plan and their sabotage here almost knocked me off my tower. I immediately, because it's instilled in me, started to get emotional and started crying. I ran to Jay, and he can tell you that I fell apart. My guides reminded me, you better wise up here. This is shitty. It's a bad thing that's happening to you. What are you always telling people? The devil's always in the details. This is the devil knocking at your door. Don't open it, and don't fall for it. After spending hours on the phone with people that I completely trust, I needed to be reminded of my worth, because at the end of the day, I am human. I started to question my worth again in my path, immediately, and started to think that I wasn't worthy enough. And I had to remember who was slandering me, and the shit they were saying, and the things that they were doing, and remind myself of who that person truly is to their core. And I had to snap the fuck out of it. Aside from my past and the shitty things that I've done, again, for the 100th fucking time, I own my past. That is no longer who I am, and I refuse to have people drag me back into it. Over the last 5 years, I have progressed, I have grown, and I have transformed who I am. And on this fucking journey, I have opened more eyes than I ever thought that I possibly could. I've gotten so many messages from people reaching out to me. This was yesterday. I didn't ask for this. This is confirmation, and I'm not gassing myself up, but I'm going to own this shit. Where people were telling me how much I changed their lives. How that they were listening to the podcast and my words resonated with them. I get told all the time to continue what I'm doing. That it's changed so many people's lives. The people that are pointing the finger in my face, what have you done other than to ruin people's lives? That is your gift, is the power to ruin somebody's fucking lives and not have a care in the world about it. That you are so fucking evil that you don't even realize it. That's your path. Again, for the people in the back, I am not a saint. I've done horrible fucking things, but I've changed that. That will never be me again. For those of you that are going through the same shit that I'm going through, if there are people that are holding onto your ankles that represent your past and are not allowing you to move forward in a free way, get rid of them. No matter what you do for these people, the types of relationships that you have with them, the wanting to be the Libra and wanting to balance that relationship out, it's always going to tip in their fucking favor. They will always try to remind you of who you used to be because they're still there. They're still stuck in the same shit pool that you got out of. And they just keep going deeper and deeper into that fucking pool. That is a them problem. You have to find the strength to move on. You have to really, really want to cut the ties that bind in order for you to be free. And not have any reservations, guilt, shame, or anything about it. If you truly want to ascend and you truly want to change who you are. There's so many people that want to get involved in the public eye and want to do what I do, but are afraid that their past is going to come back and haunt them. Do you honestly think that I'm that fucking stupid yet again to try to hide anything from my past and not know that it was going to come out? I'm an old ass fucking bitch. I read. I look at things. I'm extremely calculated. Remember, I used to be a manipulative piece of shit. I knew this was all going to come out. That's why I told you guys all about it. I don't want anything to ever come back from my past and bite me in the ass where you guys are going to say, you didn't tell us about it. You guys know way too much as it is. My past does not define my future. It does not define who I am. And it doesn't do that for you as well either. Yes, there's going to be more shit coming out about me. There's going to be more people hating on me. There's going to be more people calling me a fraud. There's going to be more people telling me, oh, he's just this psychic and blah, blah, blah. That's fine. Jay said something that slapped the fucking shit out of me yesterday that resonated to my fucking core. He said, this ain't nothing but a personal troll. And I was like, what do you mean by that? And he was like, the only reason why this is affecting you so much is because this is a personal attack. This is somebody that you know personally. Think about the miserable bitch that was talking shit about you that you had to address on the first episode. She's doing the same thing. Except you're more mad because this is somebody that you know. That knows you personally. I said, you're right. Thank God for that Cancer Libra moon. I'm telling you right now, because that will open the windows of your mind to allow the clarity in that you need. I was too involved in the situation that I could not think clearly. You guys, if you were to see me the way that I was on Friday morning, then there would have been a sympathy party. This is the last time that I'm ever going to speak on family again. I am not going to give them any more energy, time, myself, more than I already have. I do not have any type of connection with these people, and I will never in my life have another connection with them again. I know the devil, and I know them. And that's what I have to say about that whole situation. Now we're going to end this on a positive note. I don't have the time and or energy to be a manipulative, lying, miserable piece of shit that is no longer who I am. I am busy opening the eyes of others, giving psychic insight, waking people up, sharing my experiences with them, and reminding them to use my old ass as an example every time they think they can't fucking make a difference in their life. Because I sure as hell did. And look at the fucking backlash I'm getting for it. It's jealousy. It's hate. Because it forces them to see who they truly are when it comes to them. And they don't even like their own company. So, if I had a megaphone, I think that's what it's called, I'm going to be yelling to the people in the back right now. Speaking to the people in the back directly here. Take a real good look. Or a real good listen to what I've been saying on this episode here. For those of you that are going through what I'm going through and struggling with letting go of the ties that bind and the obligations that you were conditioned to believe, pay attention, because nobody understands you more than I understand you. Nobody knows your pain more than I do. Nobody knows those tired old pumps that you're wearing to the fucking ground, jogging in the same spot better than I do. I was that tired old bitch. I was the one that was going to give up because of what I was conditioned to fucking believe. I found the light at the end of the tunnel on my own. I took myself out of that situation. I made the necessary changes that I needed to make to ensure a brighter future for myself. Was it hard? Absolutely. Was it painful? Absolutely. Did I cry? Oh, more than you realize. I was surprised that I had enough tears to cry yesterday over all the ones that I shed over their miserable asses over the last few years. This was not an overnight type of thing here. I didn't all of a sudden wake up and be like, I'm done with them. This was a process that I had to go through. Let me tell you something, one last thing here, and I want this to manipulate you. I'm going to be honest. I want this to manipulate and infiltrate your way of thinking. I killed my old self. That person with that old name is dead. That person does not exist anymore. Not one piece of that person from my past is in my future. Not one piece of that person. Nothing. I am a new person with a new name, a new path, and a new destiny. And I am loving the shit out of it. If I was such a bad, miserable fucking person, why am I reaping in all the benefits? I don't have a machine behind me. I don't have formal management and or representation. Everything that I've done, let me switch that up. Everything that we've done, Jay and I, who's not a family member, who was simply a friend, who's crossed over to my real family under this new name that I have, who is now my brother, who is my soulmate, who is my best friend. Together, we transformed my life, and he's currently in the process of transforming his life. I did it. I flipped the script. I changed direction. I changed my path. And I love the person that I am today. And I've never felt freer than I feel right now. And the shitty ass devil, that motherfucker is true and will do everything that he possibly can to drag you back down to hell. I made it out of there by the hair on my chinny chin chin. I have the scars and the burns to prove it, but I made it out. I refuse to sit here again for the 100th time and have people bring my past into my future and try to bring me down to their level. And I use the word try because it's either you do or you don't, and they're not. If there's anything that I want to give to my audience or the people that I'm reading, it's hope. It's to let you know that even in your darkest hours, you can always look toward a brighter fucking day. That sounds gay as fuck, but it's true. You don't have to be in the position that you're in. It's not impossible to get out of it. Believe me, I know. I also refuse to let one evil, miserable ass fucking bitch take away the feeling that I have right now with what I do, because I started to doubt myself again on Friday morning and started questioning myself, who the fuck do you think you are to be doing this? They were real strong in my fucking head, and I had to slap the shit out of me. I dragged myself by my fucking hair to that mirror, and I looked in it, and I reminded myself of who I am. The devil's always in the details, but you can get rid of that fucker by just simply not acknowledging him. I'm here as an example, again, to those that are suffering from the same shit that I've suffered through. I made it my mission when I came on this path back in 2014 to flip the script and change the way the world views psychics and the metaphysical and the spiritual community. To take away all the illusion, all the fluff, and make it real, and actually heal people, actually evolve souls. And I've done that for the last few years, and nobody is going to take that away from me. Those of you that ever question my background, or want to know more about me and the things that I've said, or question it, come directly to the source. Come directly to me and ask me. You guys know, I don't tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to hear. And I'm going to tell you the truth, even if it's painful for me. But allow me the opportunity to speak on my own behalf. And not to take the words of a spiteful, miserable fucking bitch whose life speaks for itself. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead. I know that I was going to talk about all the achievements here. I am drained now. I'm holding back tears. I don't want to get emotional. I already got emotional a second ago, and that was enough. For those of you struggling with the shit that I mentioned on today's episode, looking for hope, looking for guidance, looking for change here, looking for somebody to understand you and help you with words of encouragement to get you to see the light from that fucking dark tunnel that you're in, hit me the fuck up. Go to chrismedina.guide and sign up for a half-hour session. I hate even saying that right now because it's business. But it's true. Hit me up. Let me knock some fucking sense into you. Let me drag you by the hair and point you in the mirror and remind you of who the fuck you are. Not doing the work for you. Not wanting credit for it. I want you to take the credit for who you are. I want you to realize that nobody has power over you. Nobody. For those of you that want to know what I look like, want to know more about me, I've been posting all these great quotes on Instagram here, powerful, uplifting messages. Feel free to follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Psychic Chris M. For those of you that want to drop show ideas, or want me to go more in detail, or have questions about today's episode, or just want to hit me up to say hi like you guys always do, I'm here. Hit us up at askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. Drop us a fucking dime. Let us know what's going on here. You guys, I really wanted to give you a really good episode today. And I find myself having to do this, and this is the last time that I'm going to speak on it. They can slander me all they fucking want. They can throw the book at me until it knocks me over. They can try to knock me over. I know the fucking truth because I lived it. And like you guys know, I am not one to rehash shit. I say what I say and it's time to move on. Go back to all the episodes. Listen to the first one all the way up until this one here. I don't rehash shit over and over again. I've said what I've said and I'm done with it. So with that being said, You guys, this is Chris Medina with In Your Head Podcast. Solo episode. Hasn't happened in a few months, saying I am out.